And let's take you to some stories that broke earlier today. This is an important one, and it makes you ask the question, how does a man bring himself to murder his four children over a dispute with his wife? We still don't have the answers to how one even conceives of a crime like this, let alone what deep sorrow Sibusiso Mbongozi's wife must be feeling after he murdered their three biological children and his stepdaughter in Pinetown a few weeks ago. Now, today he was sentenced to four life terms for the crimes after being found guilty. Nkosikona Duma was in the Pietermaritzburg High Court as those sentences were handed down. Nkosikona, hi there. How did the judge describe Mbongozi's actions?
Hi, Joanne. The judge, Charmaine Bolton of the Pietermaritzburg High Court, called Mbongozi's action as heinous. He called it callous. He said people like Mbongozi should be removed from society. The judge even said that Mbongozi failed even in his plea bargain, as you would note, that he pleaded guilty to this matter, that for the charges to be actually, for the sentence charges to be mitigated. She said that it was inconceivable, and she found him not remorseful, unfortunately, Joanne.
So, Nkosikona, give me a sense of this. What reaction has there been to the sentences? Because I see there were lots of different interested parties in court today.
Yes. Firstly, Joanne, the family, the Mlaba family, the maternal side of the children who were killed, they said that they welcomed the sentence. They said that they found it fair. They did note, however, that it was not going to bring the children back. And the minister, the MEC for Social Development in KZN, Nontlahla Khoza, was also in court saying that this was a welcome day, and she said that this sentence was actually a victory for all those who are victims of abuse. Unfortunately, Joanne, the mother, Khoni Mbongozi, was not there in court today, because as we heard from her family, is that she is currently not doing well at all, Joanne.
You see, Nkosikona, that she's the person I really think most about today, because I was listening to some of the reaction that was coming in from all media earlier today, and many people rejoiced at the fact that they felt he'd received a fitting sentence in court. And yet, you've got this lonely figure of the mother who is left bereft after having lost all her children in such a violent way. And really, it's cold comfort in a way, although justice has been done.
Yes, Joanne, it is indeed cold comfort. But from what you can gather from the family is that this will obviously take a long time for the mother, if at all she will heal from this. What you heard, Joanne, from the family, that Khoni Mbongozi, who's actually a teacher by profession, since her children were murdered, she has been struggling. She struggles when she sees children. She struggles to do her work. And obviously, that's not something she can avoid. She can't avoid seeing children. She is seeing psychologists and psychiatrists, and she says that, well, she's willing to forgive the perpetrator, her husband, as you know, that divorce was never finalized as yet. But it's going to take her a long time, if ever, she heals from this, Joanne.
Nkosikona, thank you very much for following that story for us. And Nkosikona Duma, our EWN reporter there, live to us from Pietermaritzburg.